Are you?
Okay, there was something that you could take outside.
Stroller?
Yeah. What would you say you were going to do? I think I'll put the baby in a stroller and go out. Stroller, walking on?
Stroller, on.
Okay. You were saying that a man's children, if he has two, you might say he has one son and one.
Daughter.
Or one daughter and one.
Girl.
Okay. What about a woman who's about to have a baby? You say she's.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any way, other way of putting that, maybe if somebody didn't think that pregnant was a nice word to say, they might say something else?
Expecting.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody say she's in a family way?
Mm-mm.
If you did have a doctor around to deliver the baby, maybe a woman that you could call on, you would have?
Midwife.
Yeah. Do you know if they're still around?
Mm-mm.
And say if the boy had the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped about the same. You say that that boy
looks like his father.
Okay. Would you say anything different if the boy had gotten his father's bad habits? And the boy
looks like his father.
Okay. And a woman who has looked after three children until they're grown, you say she's done what she's
raised them.
And to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
whipping.
Talk about the boy who is, say, 2 inches taller this year than he was last year. I might say, well, you should have
grown.
Or you could almost see him
grow.
Or he, oh, I don't know, here.
Good.
Have you ever heard people around here call a child who's born to an unmarried woman anything particular?
They're legitimate.
And have you ever heard any words that you thought were not very nice?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Say this expression. You might say that Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even a lot. If you had to use that word loving again, you might say, well, now, Jane's a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot.
Lovable.
Okay. Say if your father, well, say if you have a brother and he has a son, that son would be your
nephew.
Okay. What about a child who both his parents have died? How do you say he's
orphan?
Okay. What would you call a grown up who was appointed to look after the orphan?
A guardian.
Okay. And if your house is full of people like your uncles and your nieces and nephews and cousins and people like that, you say the house is full of your
relatives.
Your neighbor?
Family.
Okay. What about if I'm telling you about somebody who looks a lot like you? Might even have the same last name. You might say, well, that may be so, but actually I
can.
Okay. So what would you call somebody who comes into town? Nobody's ever seen him before. You'd say he's a
stranger.
Yeah. And what about somebody who comes from another country? What would he do?
Foreigner.
Yeah. Would you ever call somebody a foreigner, even though he's not from another country?
Mm-mm.
Got a burner in town?
Mm-mm.
Okay, a few proper names I want to get you to say for me. Well, the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible, that's
Mary.
Yeah. And you remember what George Washington brought up on the name? Yeah, well, you know.
Martha?
Yeah, okay. What about a girl's name that begins with an N?